Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Vlad. Parashah Vayetzeh, Week 7, Second Aliyah. While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. Genesis 29, verse 9. Why was Rachel a shepherdess? The Torah mentions in a specific manner that Rachel was a shepherdess. This is the only instance in which the scriptures mention a shepherd woman. What's the reason for mentioning this fact? Of course, it wasn't to support the idea of those who think that women have the same right as men do to be leaders of congregations of believers. There are other reasons for the Torah mentioning this. The job of a shepherd was considered the lowest in societies at that time, the time of our patriarchs. If a family had servants, they would do that particular work. If the family didn't have enough resources, normally it would be the younger children who were left with this task, and many times the daughters would do it as well. King David was the youngest child in his house, and he was in charge of working as the shepherd of his father's sheep. 1 Samuel 16:11. Then we can conclude that when the Torah mentions that Rachel, the youngest of Laban's daughters, was a shepherdess, it was to show that Laban was not a rich man. He didn't have servants that could do that job. Later on, Yaakov confirms that Laban didn't have much when he came. This is chapter 30, verse 30 of Genesis. Laban was very interested in possessions. He was into the occult and loved dishonest earnings. Yaakov was a very responsible man by contrast, and he was careful to differentiate possessions that belonged to one or the other. He didn't take advantage at all of the freedom that Laban had given him as an employee. He didn't eat from Laban's herd and even made himself responsible for damage made to his employer's herd. He even paid for what was stolen. Chapter 31, verses 38 and 39. When Laban checked Yaakov and his family's luggage, he couldn't find anything stolen. Chapter 31, verse 37. But Laban wanted to take advantage of others as much as he could. The difference in attitude and conduct between them was huge. Laban had the opportunity in his life to be blessed permanently by the presence and example of Yaakov in his house. While Yaakov worked with him, his goods increased considerably. Chapter 30, verse 30. Laban could have remained a rich man if he had repented of his greediness and dishonesty. But the Most High didn't want to bless Laban if he continued to be so stingy. He was created a different way. He made a spiritual law for the greedy. According to Proverbs 28:22, a stingy man hastens after wealth and does not know that poverty will come upon him. The Most High eventually showed Yaakov a prophetic method so that through miracles in breeding Laban's cattle, the healthier, more robust ones would become Yaakov's. The Eternal didn't want to make Laban rich in this particular state of sin, and that's why he helped Yaakov to take away his riches in an honest way. Laban was poor when Yaakov arrived and was left poor again when Yaakov left. How sad it is to see the curse coming upon a greedy person. How different would the world be if there was no greediness? Well, everyone could be rich. Dear disciple, run away from greediness, a form of idolatry, and be faithful in taking care of other people's possessions. In this way, you will be in conditions to receive many, many riches. May the Most High bless you and keep you. Shalom.